to CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The family of the Good Samaritan who was killed by an Arvada police officer after he killed a gunman has filed a lawsuit against the Arvada Police Department. A year ago this week, a gunman armed with an automatic rifle had already killed a police officer when he was killed by Johnny Hurley, who was shopping nearby and legally carrying a concealed weapon. Then an Arvada police officer killed Hurley, mistaking him for another gunman. The family says it was an egregious error that deprived Hurley of his right to live. Colorado's State Board of Education has funded 40 school construction projects across the state to the tune of nearly $160 million. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The state grants are funded with a mix of marijuana taxes, state land trust money, and spillover revenue from the Colorado Lottery. Districts must match the grants to get one. The projects range from roof and boiler replacements to constructing entire school buildings. BEST grants are intended to improve health, safety, security, and technology in public schools. Still, though, officials say there's an estimated $18 billion in unmet school construction needs in Colorado schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Gross Reservoir in Boulder County will stay closed to the public for a few weeks after a fatal truck crash. State Patrol says construction worker Matthew Liu was hauling 7,000 pounds of rock when his truck plunged off the edge of an unpaved road, sending it into deep water. Crews are still working to remove the equipment from the reservoir, which does not yet have an opening date. Right now in Boulder, it is 79 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 90 degrees and clear. Expect a chance for thunderstorms in Grand Junction. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.